I'm curious where you think we might be in 5, 10, or even 20 years in terms of rectal cancer. Do you see the path clearing to actually being able to take control of this disease, or do you think we're going to be back where we started 20 years from now?
No, I think what will happen, if you ask 10 to 20 years from now, I think we'll have a much better way to select which patients should or shouldn't have chemotherapy and radiation, number one. And I think we'll be able to avoid many more patients having treatment in the adjuvant setting and probably treat far more patients in the metastatic setting. Number two is that the agents which we'll have developed will continue to improve overall response and especially survival a few months at a time. So I think there'll be a great selection for that. And third is that as the information about how important good surgical techniques are really permeates through the whole surgery societies, we'll see better and better surgery being performed.
As you sort of take a more macro view, looking back at the last 10 or 15 years in terms of the outcomes that we're seeing with rectal cancer, how much of a difference do you think there is today compared to 10, 15 years ago?
I think quite a bit. And I think there's a benefit in terms of survival and also local control because of adjuvant therapy, also giving it preoperatively, which has fewer side effects, and the development of newer chemotherapeutic agents, which are probably improving survival above 5-FU alone. Then lastly, the importance in terms of surgical techniques is that the quality of surgery done today vastly different than these studies that we were reported in the early to mid-90s, where blunt as opposed to sharp dissection has been done. And I think that colorectal cancer, and especially rectal cancer, is one of those areas in oncology where our results are a function of all three modalities functioning together, is that chemotherapy can improve, but really true results can't be obtained, or better results can't be obtained without the multidisciplinary cooperation between the three groups. And it is one of those few areas where there's not a lot of competition, but people cooperate. And I think that's accounted for some of our great success stories in that particular field.